This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, March 5th. Well, we had a nice little updraft in wheat and corn yesterday. Soybeans tried to tag along, but they struggled to hang on to those gains. But just quietly higher, getting a bit of a bounce off of this pressure that we've been seeing over the last several weeks. We do have quite a few things going on in the grain space. We got a crop report out on Friday. USDA is expected to make some downward adjustments to Brazil's corn and soybean production. Otherwise, we don't look for a lot of notable changes in the report. India announcing this morning that they expect their production will be, their wheat production will be about 12 million tons for this year. They are in the middle of their growing season. They'll be harvesting in April. USDA currently has them at 110.5. So we'll probably see some adjustments there from USDA on Friday. But this would be the third year in a row for India that they've had a smaller than average crop. Australia did increase their wheat production from last year, 500,000 tons, takes them up to 26 million even. USDA is currently at 25.5, so there'll probably be some adjusting there. But it's still down 14.5 million tons from a year ago. So that's about a 36% drop. They are projecting this next growing season, they'll get about 28.5 million tons. They're just sitting on a better moisture profile. But it's a long way for that next harvest. They're not even going to be seeding until May. So it's those are just long-range projections coming out of Australia. In Russia, we've got Sovcon reporting that last week's wheat exports were 910,000 tons. That's up 40,000 from the previous week. And it would put the February exports at 4.1 million tons, which is a big number for Russia. Their FOB offers, of course, as we reported yesterday, were down $12 a ton, taking them down to 202, which is the lowest we've seen Russian offers since 2020. So it's at this point, you know, you're accelerating that price drop. It's just been inching its way lower over the last several weeks, coming out of the Black Sea and Europe. Now it's just a race to the bottom, it seems like. And I just don't see how wheat can sustain much upward momentum if world prices are collapsing like this. It might be signaling the end of this move, this kind of a collapse, this acceleration. Most likely is, at least in the short term, but I think we still got some time before that happens. What we're likely seeing is just a wave of farmers selling, not only here in the U.S., but also around the world as they generate cash for this next growing season. So I would be looking for this probably to be the culmination of this long downtrend in wheat. But I do think you've got some more pressure right in front of us before all is said and done. In Brazil, the soybean harvest is reported at 47% complete. That's up 3 points over a year ago. Corn planting at 74%. That's up 10 points over a year ago. Private crop estimates have the soybean production at 144 million tons. USDA is at 156, so it's a pretty wide spread there. Similar thing for corn. Private guys are hovering right around 115 million tons. USDA last month had them at 124. Now, Friday, we should see USDA's numbers come down, but they're still probably going to be well above these private estimates. In Argentina, soy crop conditions are at 30% good to excellent. That's down one from last week. Corn is at 30% good to excellent. That is up two from a week ago. We have our own crop conditions for wheat coming out on a weekly basis now in the Southern Plains. Texas reporting 43% good to excellent. That's down three from last week. 24% poor to very poor is up five from a week ago. They're 9% headed. That's up one on the week, down seven from a year ago. Corn plantings are at 14%. In Oklahoma, we're at 65% good to excellent. That is down five from last week. 8% poor to very poor is up two. Kansas rated 53% good to excellent. That's down four from a week ago. Poor to very poor at 13% is unchanged from a week ago. Now, the 6 to 10-day forecast has quite a nice shot of rain coming for virtually the whole state of Kansas. And then it expands out from there to be above normal precip. So we are looking at some pretty decent chances for rain from Texas all the way up into Nebraska and centered over Kansas. So I don't see how that's bullish at all for wheat either. And hopefully those rains do come to aid in squelching this fire in Texas, the numerous wildfires coming across Texas and Oklahoma. Obviously, that would be a huge help for that as well. So short term, I would look for wheat to, even though we had a decent day up yesterday, you know, I think that's a selling opportunity for the short term. We should carve out our lows probably by the middle of March. So it's not a whole lot longer that I would expect the markets to stop this downward momentum as we get into the growing season. Usually you see some kind of weather premium being built in. But if you're going to start the growing season with a big shot of rain, that might squelch that as well. For corn and beans, corn has a bit of an updraft going. I do think there's another test of the lows coming in here before all is said and done. Soybeans are a little more tricky. You know, the downward momentum is huge. Hedge funds have a record short position. That is well known. But Brazil's FOB offers have been rallying for the last 2 weeks. That's worth noting that world prices not only are just stabilizing, but they're starting to inch higher as Brazil approaches 50% complete with their harvest. So I think the momentum alone will probably carry beans down again, at least to test the recent lows, but I don't look for a major move to the downside at this point. I just think if world prices are going to stabilize, that should help stabilize soybeans here as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.